Ho ho ho, how are we doing? Welcome to a very Christmassy edition of Strange Movies. I am your host, Greg. I am joined by my brother and a man who is so ridiculously afraid of Christmas crackers that he won't even have them on the same table as him. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm fine, and Christmas crackers are a tool of the devil.
Strange. Okay. So we've seen each other. We're allowed to see each other for one day, which was nice.
Praise be to our overlords.
Yes. One day was probably enough, actually. But how's your Christmas period been? It's been all right.
Oh, it's been good. It's been good. Just sit back, relax, watch a few films, read some books, ate too much.
Yeah, so as you normally call it, Tuesday. So yeah, I've been catching up with some films. I probably different films from you. I've been watching things. I actually had a box office. So yeah, it's been a strange Christmas holidays because there's been not a lot to do rather than watch TV and watch movies and things like that. So that's what we've been doing. But if you have any kind of Christmas spirit left, believe me, this review, this show will eradicate that quite sharpish. Kevin, what are we reviewing today?
Santa Claus conquers the Martians.
Santa Claus conquers the fucking Martians. Where was this released?
1964,
Really? Really? 1964? Because it looked like it was recorded yesterday. The special effects are so good.
Well, you laugh, but at least they're all the real poor bullshit.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. So, why did you choose this film rather than, I mean, obviously there's some deep-rooted hatred for me, but.
Because it's a fun Christmas film that's different from any other Christmas film.
It's certainly different. I'll give you that. There's it ticks the boxes for all those kind those Christmas feel good films that of the past. So you've got Alien Invasion,
Cardboard robots.
cardboard robots, child abuse, sorry, child abduction. I suppose there's a bit of child abuse in there as well, and animal.
Oppo.
So yeah, it's very festive. Have you got any background in the film you want to get into, or before we start talking about itself?
This was a what was known as a children's matinee film, which was main audience was children whose parents would dump them off at a cinema so they can go and do shopping or whatever for a few hours in peace.
Right, so most of these things could go into a crack, I think. This, I had no idea when you sent this film to me that it was going to be a child's film. I really didn't know, and I'm still not 100% convinced it was a child's film. But
You're still convinced it's a fever dream.
I'm convinced that I've done something to you a long time ago to make you hate me. So yeah, this film, like you say, 1964. No, really, was there any big stars in it?
Piers Ador made a cinematic debut in this film.
Who?
Piers Ador.
Sounds like a shampoo, but
Yeah, she had better success in the music industry than her film career because this and The Lonely Lady are only two career highlights.
you're calling this a highlight?
Yes.
Okay. And who did she play in this?
One of the Martian children.
Oh, of course, right. That was a huge part. So, all right. So, let's just get the guts of this film. Can I just say as well, I actually watched this on YouTube, which is readily available. So if you do feel need to go and watch it, you can. But a tip that I did, I watched it at twice the speed, which made a trippy film already trippier, but it made it a lot quicker to get through. So, yeah, it made the fight scenes quite quite comical as well. But yeah, when I found out I could watch it at half the time, I was like, ah, sign me up, man. I'm all over that. I'm like a tramp eating beetroot. Just get me into that.
The film is in the public domain, so anyone can put it up on anything, yeah?
I'd show it to paedophiles. That's what I'd do. I'd show it to paedophiles in jail, and they wouldn't do that again because... anyway.
Well, it's not that bad. You have to use it as a torture device.
Okay, no comment. So, start us off.
Well, it's Christmas time, or on Earth, but on Mars it's not, because apparently there's no holidays or anything like that, and all the children there are becoming dull, lifeless, and boring. So the leaders of Mars decide to do something about it and go consult the wizard of Mars that lives in the Martian woods. And he tells them, in a very depressed way...
Sorry. Go and just repeat that last line.
The leaders of Mars go and talk to the wizard, a wizard that lives in the woods.
The Martian woods.
Yes.
Can you hear that when you're saying those words?
I know. I saw the film too.
That's like a boy I went to school with who didn't know the answer to his geography exams. He just started writing absolute nonsense, like how the penguin was the judge and the hippopotamus was on trial for crimes against hippopotami.
So your answers then?
Yeah. I think he got in real trouble for that, actually. I like to ask him next time I see him. He got like in proper trouble for making a mockery of I think it was something like making a mockery of the SQA, ironically, which is happening in government at the minute. Let's carry on.
Yeah. So the wizard of Mars, and it was fairly depressed looking, basically says they need Santa Claus to bring them joy.
He's fairly depressed. Maybe he's seen this film.
I holy depressing. Even the fixed wizards.
He's got that sad disease.
Yes. Very, very sad.
Yeah.
So they decide they gotta go, you know, to Earth and kidnap Santa Claus and, you know, force him to bring joy to Mars.
See the way you said that, they decide to go to Earth and kidnap Santa Claus, and you know, just like it's a regular occurrence.
I know.
But you say that the way I'd say, like, I'm gonna go and grab some milk.
Well, I've seen this film before, so you know.
I'm just going to jump in my spaceship, I'm going to fuck off down here, get kidnapped Santa Claus, bring him back to Mars, and Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your auntie's loving lover. There we go.
And along the way, they kidnap some children to try and find out where Santa is.
Right. Okay, wait, let's, I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to go back to a couple of things, right?
All right.
The first thing is Santa has been interviewed by some prick for the news, right?
Yep.
When did the mainstream media get access to the North Pole?
A lot of things the mainstream media has access to that they don't want you to know about.
Also, what would be a great idea for a strip club, right? A Christmas-themed strip club called Lapland. But anyway, that's just a tangent I went off on. So the guy's interviewing Santa Claus, right? Mm-hmm. Am I right in saying Santa Claus is sleeveless in this?
Well, yeah, he's wearing a sleeveless shirt in this one, yeah.
It looks like when Hulk Hogan used to dress up as Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Santa Claus got some guns. Santa Claus got a ticket to the gun show for Christmas.
Yep.
And then, I don't know if this is where they got inspiration for Elf, but his elves are, what's the word? I need to be really careful what I'm saying here.
Little people.
No. There is little people there. But there's also some really big people there. Like, there was both... Elves are inconsistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it's odd that the you know that things that don't exist can be the same size.
I know. I just like a bit of uniformity.
Yeah, I don't know.
So this Santa Popeye hybrid with what looks like some anatomically experiments going wrong. It's like some of the League of Gentlemen.
Yep.
All it's missing is Papa Lazarus soaking away a hose.
Papa Lazarus. You won't be able to do him this day and age, won't
he? That's a different story for a different podcast, I think.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, Santa Claus is also smoking a pipe.
Mm-hmm. And I think they won't be allowed today.
Yeah, which kind of, I think that's maybe a shout out to the audience because I think a lot of people watching this will be smoking pipes of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So all this happened within like the first 5 minutes. And then, like you say, they abducted some children. Mm-hmm. This is like mum used to tell us, like, you know, never had telly in my day. There was one shoe between tennies and stuff like that. These people, these kids, this brother and sister were playing a game of brother sleeping underneath a tree, sister sitting watching them. I mean, if you go on like Pornhub, that's you get to find most of the taboo stuff starts like that. A friend told me, but
and who was this friend?
Don't worry about it. But just like, I don't know.
It was a simpler time back then.
It was a very simpler time. Simple people, I think. Yeah. Can I say simple people? Is that?
Yeah, go ahead. Say it.
Right, okay. I don't actually care if it is or not because this is just stupid. Just downright stupid. So, this wee dude, who at first, I mean, he's got a good haircut. I'll give him that. He's got a nice cardigan as well.
Yeah.
But I think he was wearing shorts.
No, he wasn't wearing shorts.
I don't know. Maybe I just fantasized he was wearing shorts.
Okay.
You know, I've got a shin bone fetish.
No, I don't think anyone does.
So, this wee dude's lying crashed out. He's probably gouching for all the weedy smoke. He's like nine. And his sister's just sitting watching him. She's probably tripping bombs, man. She's probably about seven. And then the next thing, they get kidnapped by these Martians, who actually appear to be nice guys.
Yeah.
Apart from the dude with the mustache. So,
he's a tick.
He was a dick. He was a complete ticket, actually.
Yeah.
It looked a bit like shamed wrestler Joey Ryan, who was caught up in the recent speaking out scandal, who in the past was a wrestler who would carry out moves such as a dick plex, where you get people to put his hands in his pants and then he'd do a judo throw with him using his penis. I've met him.
Okay then.
Met him twice before he got kind of shamed. But I think he's suing a bunch of people now, so we're not going to say him bad, but I always found out to be him a nice guy. But don't be a dirty. Don't be a dirty. Being a dirty is bad. Unless you're at Club Earth on a Friday night and it's like 2 a.m. and they've been that bit when they play Mr. Brightside and Franz Ferdinand and they always played them one after the other. Sorry, I'm going on a bit of a tangent here, aren't I?
Yeah, because this movie is melting your brain.
Yeah. So, try not to be a dirty.
Right.
And if you are going to be a dirty, be a nice dirty. Don't be the kind of dirty that, like, doesn't take no for an answer. Be a good dirty. Be a good dirty.
Okay.
That's kind of advice I give. If you're going to be a dirty, be a good dirty. Don't be a bad dirty, be a good dirty.
Yeah.
Like, a lovable rogue dirty. No, like a stink.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dirty. So, back to the movie.
Yeah, okay. So, guy with a moustache is a dick. Right, we've got to do that bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not starting to be a crap with, like, you know, drop over people because, honestly, that guy's just annoying.
Say that again?
I can't stand them being annoyed with, like, Droppo. The film's comic relief.
Yeah, see, I think that's quite quite uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because the guy's clearly got mental difficulties and he was used as comic relief.
Well, it was a simpler time, you know.
You keep saying that. You keep using this now to justify. Is that what you say when you watch 13 Years a Slave?
No. I've never seen a film.
Right, okay. Right, we're not going to... That's a path we're not going down. Great film. You should watch it.
All
right. In fact, it's 12 Years a Slave. I'm completely fucked up. Is it 12? I'm going to have to look this up. Oh, no, this needs to get deleted, I think.
All right. No, the flop season, because that's a good one.
No, it's 12 Years a Slave, aye. Okay. Watch it, educate yourself. Maybe I should go back and watch it. But yeah, I'm very uncomfortable with this because the guy is clearly being portrayed as somebody with learning difficulties, and like you say, it was a comic relief. And kind of the same way that Doofus in Scary Movie.
But that was more of a parody than this, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I was that part of this was straight up just like bad. It shouldn't have been allowed. Well, it wouldn't be allowed these days, and quite rightly so.
Yep. On interesting bit, the actor who played him ended up working on Sesame Street.
Yeah, tell me that he had his hand up Elmore thing.
No, he played one of the humans.
What human did he play?
I can't even mind. I'll let you know when I look it up, but I haven't got my notes.
I'm taking it. Was the Gordon?
No.
Right, okay, good. Gordon was a boy that looked like Lewis Gossett Jr. Right, again, tangent.
Right. So, yeah. So, they go, the Martians kidnap the kids and they go to the North Pole.
Yeah.
The kids escape and encounter the worst bear ever committed to film.
Right, but wait, we go back to these kids, right? Where were their parents? Were they having tapas?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay, carry on.
Yeah, like I said, it's the worst bear ever committed to film.
And I have seen the Yogi Bear movie.
Yes. And, you know, so it's just, okay, second worst bear committed to film.
I'm sure I could think of more.
Yeah.
That Bear and the Revenant was a bit of a dick as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Honestly, you can actually see the actor's feet in the suit and that thing, so it is pretty bad.
Care Bears movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh.
Paddington was not bad, actually.
Yeah. And so the Martians unleash the robot Torg that scares off the bear and just, you know, knocks down the roof to Santa's door to Santa's village. Workshop village. Yeah.
Was there no sign called like the Something Street Bears?
There was the Hair Bear Bunch.
That's something. One of them was a rabbit, was it not?
No, I don't think so.
Was one of them no banana?
Banana Splits.
Was there bears in the Banana Splits?
No. There wasn't a bear in the Banana Splits.
Actually, speaking of bears, was the kid in this movie known as the kid in Gentle Ben?
I would have to look that up.
I'm going to look it up right now. You keep talking.
So, yeah. And the Martians, like, you know, freeze everyone in Santa's workshop in place with these toy guns, which were actually toy guns from the 60s you can get, called Ramco Air Blasters. And Santa goes along willingly with them to Mars, and
Santa wasn't much a hostile hostage, to be fair.
Yeah, and they, you know, take on the Mars, and they set up an automatic toy factory for them, which he seems to hate, because Santa hates automation.
Yes, he does.
And various shenanigans ensue, and including attempted murder by the villain, the film's villain, and eventually he gets defeated with toys, and Dropper becomes the Santa of Mars. and everyone goes back deaf. The end.
That was pretty much it. That was it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You're still looking up the kid?
I'm still looking at the kid. So, it looks like he played the kid in Billy Foster.
No, I saw that one.
No, he was a kid. That's the name of the kid in Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, Billy Foster.
All right.
However, it looks like there's been a 2020 remake of it starring him.
Yeah, there's a remake coming in 2021.
No, it's Maverick Theatre's Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, the remake.
Oh, yes. There's been a few stage musicals of this film since its rediscovery in the early 90s. Thanks to Mystery Science Theater 3000.
I see. Let's see. So he's basically been in nothing else in the bank. So he wasn't in general then.
Yeah.
Just shows you how much I spend thinking about young boys acting alongside animals.
Mm-hmm.
So right, let's cut to the chase. This film is utter dog shit.
It's poorly made. It's been a constant feature on IMDb's bottom 100 since the list started.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been widely considered like one of the worst films of all time. I mean, it's been like I think it's been fallen into the Razzies and all that, you know.
Yeah. Again, the film, let's say, was rubbish. I didn't hate it, but again, I watched it the day before Christmas Eve. I was feeling quite Christmassy.
Yep.
Now we're in that kind of purgatory between Christmas and New Year, where it's just, I've reviewed this maybe last week. We were meant to review this last week, but just things got in the way. Obviously we're doing it now, but I think my outcome would have been slightly different. I didn't get it wrong, it's still an absolute shit house of a film. I might have been a bit more forgiven because it was full of the Christmas spirit. Now I'm just full of chocolate and I'm in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm. As usual. I mean, yes, it's a interesting film. It does have a lot of hoarded cheer to it and not much else.
I can see this having cult status among stoners and things like that.
It is like one of those great cult films. I mean, it's like I said, it's got, like you said earlier, it's got like a few stage musicals based on it. I mean, David Zuckerberg tried to remake the film in 98 with Jim Carrey.
Oh my God.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it's getting another remake in next year. So, yeah.
Yeah, who's that starring?
No one's been announced for the cast just yet. It's a company that's mostly focused on short films. Let's do it. So, you know.
Why not just let Tim Burton remake it, get Danny Elfman to do the music and have Johnny Depp play the character?
Because Hollywood's band joined it.
Nah. He still was spoken for that after, say, sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the sausage, Kevin?
No, I'm an Old Spice man.
Yeah, I'm an Old Spice man. That's exactly what you are.
So, I got some trivia here for the film.
Go for it.
Like, the film's director, Nicholas Webster, later made two R films of interest and significance: Man Beast, Myth or Monster, and Johnny Cash Riding the Rails.
Johnny Cash, what? Riding the Rails?
Yes.
Tell me it's about Johnny Cash hijacking a train.
No, no, it's a musical documentary.
Oh, all right, yeah, okay. Bad potential, but no.
Yeah. So, yeah, instant demography then. This was the first documented appearance of Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus was an asshole in this.
Yes. I don't know what was going on, like, but she was just high.
I think she was just high.
Yeah.
I think she was high, mate.
Yeah. Some of the stock footage in this film was also used in Doctor Strangelove.
Fuck off.
No, really. The scene where the plane is being flown, that was used in Doctor Strangelove.
My word. Okay.
Yeah. I've just blown your mind. And a few other people's, I guess.
Yeah, well. Which is a good song blown this Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Filming of the film took place on a sound studio that was made from an aircraft hangar that housed the Spirit of St. Louis.
Amelia Earhart?
Yeah, sort of. I think it was like Charles Lindbergh's plane, so...
Right, okay. Well, no, Amelia Earhart went missing, didn't she? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Simpsons, I don't care.
Yeah, The Simpsons killed Amelia Earhart.
That's exactly. Did you predict it?
Yeah. I don't know. My theory is the Bermuda Triangle got on.
The Simpsons Bermuda Triangle one.
No, the actual Bermuda Triangle.
Is that the three strip clubs in Edinburgh, eh? That's the pubic triangle.
You know, the Bermuda Triangle where all the planes go missing.
Did I mention I've got a Christmas strip club called Lapland?
Yes, you made a joke.
Oh, okay. Stop repeating though, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Quite a solid business model.
Mm-hmm. So, would you recommend this film to anyone?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
No evidence that I liked.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad movie. It's poorly made, but it's... not the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, you know. I've seen things.
Let's see, if you'd asked me this last week, I probably would have, but the fact that I'm just all Christmas out now. Yeah.
I mean, I have seen some things that are so bad that they should be banned by the Geneva Convention.
I don't know if you know you're still part of the Geneva Convention.
Yeah, but just like that, I was thinking, like, some of the films I've seen, like, way, way worse. Like this shit on Amazon Prime that was filmed in some guy's house.
So right, you're opening yourself up to all sorts of investigation by the authorities here.
No, yeah, but well, Amazon Prime, anyone can put anything up there for 100 quid.
I can just see the headline now, dangerous loner apprehended with stupid headphones on.
Alright. So in the realm of Christmas films, where would you rank this?
Right, okay. Right, so let's go with best Christmas films first. So top five.
Alright.
Because this film's won it.
Right.
So, gotta be Die Hard, Gremlins, Home Alone,
mm-hmm.
Batman Returns,
and
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Well, yeah, those are good choices. I mean, mine would be I'm up at Christmas Cow.
Good choice.
Scrooge.
Good choice.
And Die Hard.
And what?
Die Hard and Die Hard 2.
That's four.
And a film that we'll probably get to at some point next year. Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Great. Anyway, well, So far, Santa Claus Versus or Conkers and Martians, whatever it's called, is ahead of that Silent Night, Deadly Night. It's definitely ahead of that. It's still better than Love Actually.
Well, anything's better than Love Actually.
Yeah, it's still better than Love Actually. Just thinking of the hot birds that listen to this getting ready to cancel us. The hot birds listen to this.
Yep. Yep. You got anything else to add?
No. Like I said, it was quite a short movie. That's one thing I'll say, but it was straightforward. Straightforward enough.
Yeah. I mean, you usually get surprised by the film's run times when you saw things.
Yeah.
I mean, this was like an hour, 3 minutes, wasn't it?
20.
Yeah.
I got it to about 40. Thank you, YouTube.
So the one I watched was at Amazon Prime in glorious HD.
Oh my god.
I know. I mean, the film's on Blu-ray. So, you know.
A what?
It's on Blu-ray.
Is it?
Yeah. And the thing's in the upper domain, so you can find a copy just basically anywhere.
Fabby.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that's probably a good place to leave it. This film really broke me.
There'll be worse yet to come.
I'm sure there will. Which brings us to next month's film. You gave me a list to choose from.
Yep.
So I basically I went the Ghostbusters route, where I was like, choose a destroyer. I have selected They Call Me Bruce.
Oh, that's a good... this is going to be a fun one. That's going to be a fun one.
Tell us quickly a bit about that.
It's about this guy comes to America from Korea and constantly gets mistaken for Bruce Lee.
This sounds horrifically racist.
It will never fly today.
It sounds horrendously racist.
I know, and they make fun of the racism.
Oh, God. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know.
So that'll be coming at you at some point in the new year. looks like we're going to be locked down for a while yet, so plenty of time to listen to podcasts. So if you want to get in touch with us, if you want to tell us what you thought of this film, not that I'm suggesting for a minute that any of you guys watch this. But if you have any suggestions for films you'd like us to talk about, and we'll have plenty of time until the new year, get in touch at strange_movies. That's strange_movies on Twitter. You can get this podcast from Spotify, all the usual links. And hopefully next year we will be moving on to YouTube as well. So we'll be like a YouTube channel started up. I don't know how much live video content we're going to have, but the podcast will certainly be able to download and watch on YouTube. So yeah. Apparently, guys, hope you've had a great Christmas. I hope you've had the best Christmas possible, I suppose. Look after yourselves and have a safe new year, whatever you're doing. And we will see you in 2021. Kev, you got anything to add?
Happy New Year, and next year will be better than this bastard of a year.
Can't get any better than that. See you later, guys. Yeah. Take care. Bye.
Bye.